Hello and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. Today we conclude our mini-series in 2 Corinthians, and we're going to be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verses 1 to 14. So that's the whole of 2 Corinthians 13. We come to our wonderful, gracious God in prayer. Lord, we praise you for the wonderful things that you have done in our lives. In the words of the old hymn, we praise you for all that is past. Your goodness, your grace, your mercy, the salvation that you have given to us, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. What growth into holiness that in your strength we have been able to achieve. Lord, all of this is from you. All of these are signs of your grace and your goodness to us. And so we worship you. We praise you for these past things. And again, in the words of the hymn, we trust you for all that's to come. We thank you that you have further plans, further purposes for us. And so today we pray that you would speak to us and lead us forward. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verses 1 to 14. This will be my third visit to you. Every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. I already gave you a warning when I was with you the second time. I now repeat it while absent. On my return, I will not spare those who sinned earlier or any of the others, since you are demanding proof that Christ is speaking through me. He is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you. For to be sure, he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power we will live with him to serve you. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test? And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong, not that people will see that we have stood the test, but that you will do what is right, even though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. We are glad whenever we are weak, but you are strong, and our prayer is for your perfection. This is why I write these things when I am absent, that when I come I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority, the authority the Lord gave me for building you up, not tearing you down. Finally, brothers, goodbye. Aim for perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints send your greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Before we plunge into the heart of our reflection today, it just strikes me afresh. The closing verses, the final greetings, are so tender, are so full of love. Paul has poured his heart out, and he has used strong and pungent language as he has contended for the faith. And we imagining him wrestling in prayer for these Corinthians, speaking the truth to them, and yet this extraordinary, tender, loving conclusion to his letter. May we deal with others in the same way. Where I especially want to focus today is verse 5 of our reading on self-examination. And this has had a long tradition of interpretation in Christian history. It was one of the favourite texts of the 16th and 17th century Puritans. They used it to commend the discipline of self-examination, encouraging believers to look at their lives and give themselves, in effect, a regular spiritual check-up. Sometimes the rigorous way this self-examination was practiced became unhelpful. People with tender consciences, such as John Bunyan, the writer of The Pilgrim's Progress, became convinced that they were not really Christians at all. Time and energy was lost in introspective soul-searching, and Christians failed to claim the joyful assurance that is the birthright of every true believer in Christ. Nevertheless, we are encouraged, indeed we are commanded, to examine and test ourselves to see whether we are in the faith. Yes, we are saved by grace alone, yet for all of us who have received such grace, there will be some evidence that we are growing as disciples of Jesus. As I've said previously, God takes us just as we are, but he doesn't leave us there. He saves us from both the penalty and the power of sin, changing us step by step through his word and by his spirit. So, it is helpful to have a spiritual health check from time to time, and I want to encourage you to do that today. As you do this, what is the diagnosis? We will never be perfect in this life, and yet we should aim to be the best that we can be for God. Certainly, we're called to grow in love, prayer, knowledge of God, holiness, ministry and mission. In what areas is God calling us to repent and move forward? It's easy to despair when we examine ourselves in this way, but all Christians have the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, as we're told in verse 14, so we can change. Such is God's saving, transforming grace to us. And so it's spiritual check-up time. Let's test ourselves. Let's look at ourselves and see what sort of health we are in. And as we do this, receive afresh the life-giving power of the Spirit to transform us into the people that God always intended us to be. Our basic prayer today is this: Lord, show me where you want me to change and grow, and help me become the person you want me to be. Lord, we recognize that we are saved by grace alone. It's not from ourselves. And so the primary look should not be within, but it should be upward to Christ. We're grateful for the words of the great Scottish Christian Robert Murray M'Cheyne when he said, for every one look to self, we should take 10 looks to Christ. Lord, we look to Christ today. We receive his grace. We receive his forgiveness for all that we've done wrong. But Lord, we also want to be obedient to the call in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5 to test ourselves, to examine ourselves. And so we pray again, Lord, show me, show us where you want us to change and grow, and help us become the person you want us to be. Are you calling us to repent as far as our love for others is concerned? Our prayer lives, our growth in knowledge of you, our journey in holiness, in ministry, in mission, or in some other area. Perhaps, Lord, you're putting right now your diagnostic finger on a particular area of our lives, and you're saying, there's an issue here. Your health, it's not A1, and I'm going to give you the power to change. Help us to reflect, not only now, but also later in the quietness, what you're saying to us through your word. Lord, today we hear and we receive and we want to respond. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.